Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, author, and success coach, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie will support, nurture, and inspire you by helping turn your life's passion into your life's work. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I'm excited to share another great guest with you today, Marion Buck Murray, who is a certified EFT practitioner and transformational health guide, is with us today. Marion is passionate about sharing her toolbox of self-improvement techniques, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. You know, being a holistic entrepreneur, to me, is really more who you are than what you do for a living, and perhaps this is you. And that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. Now, I'd love to know what you think about the show, so please leave a review and subscribe on iTunes. Let me know what you think and if there's new things that you'd like us to talk about here on the show. And I always want to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us. Time is our most precious gift, our most precious asset. And I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. Now, let me introduce our guest for today. I'm so excited to have Marion Buck Murray with us. She's a certified EFT practitioner and transformational health guide. Marion is passionate about sharing her toolbox of self-empowerment techniques. She's the creator of the three-step Tame Your Inner Critic with EFT method. With an emphasis on holistic methods, Marion successfully overcame decades of autoimmune illnesses, cardiac surgery, traumatic stress, and limiting self-doubt. Inspiring her by her transformational experience, Inspired by her transformational experience, she was guided to assist others in their own transformations. Marion specializes in helping solopreneurs use EFT to tame their inner critic and unlock inner brilliance. She helps her clients to boost clarity, courage, confidence, and emotional well-being. In addition to her EFT practice, Marion is a speaker, author, and faculty member at the Academy of Healing Nutrition. She has a private practice in Maplewood, New Jersey, where she lives with her husband and two cats. Welcome, Marion, so much. I'm so honored that you've taken time out of your busy day to spend time with us here at the show.
Oh, thank you, Bonnie. I'm really so happy to be here. I love your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, I mentioned a little bit about people in the bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. So would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you've become today, and maybe a little bit about EFT and what that is, so that all of our listeners are sort of on the same page with us tonight?
Okay. Well, first I'll start with just a brief description of what EFT is. EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, and it's a tapping technique where you use your fingertips to tap on specific acupressure points on the face and the torso. And by doing this, it's a way of reducing cortisol, which is the major stress hormone, and also releasing inner blocks and beliefs, negative inner criticism. It's an amazing technique, and it can be used for so many different purposes. And so I love it. And the way that I got into it was that I actually had, you know, as you mentioned, I'd had a lot of illness and decades of illness. And as a result of my illnesses, I really began to look into more holistic techniques of healing. And I started going to a Rubenfeld synergist, which I don't know if you're familiar with Rubenfeld synergy, but it's a body-mind type of therapy. And that really helped me. And I just became fascinated in everything healing. It became a passion of mine because I was undergoing so much transformation myself that I began to just, you know, hunger for anything that had anything to do with healing. And I eventually came across EFT on the internet and I started using it. I was a nutrition coach at that point and I needed a tool to share with my clients who wanted to lose weight because, you know, weight loss is never just about the food. And so EFT was something that I began to share. And then I began to use more and more of it, and it was so profound for me that I decided to become a practitioner.
Oh, yeah, I am familiar with EFT and practitioner as well, and I can totally agree with you that I use it for everything, and I use it all the time for myself as well. I always tell people that in my mind, it's sort of like a psychological acupuncture.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And it's a great tool. So tell us how, I mean, you went through all of these, you know, illnesses. Oh, my goodness, you've been through so much. Was EFT helpful? I mean, did you use it way back then, or were you already feeling more well at that point?
I didn't come across it. Well, it was sort of midstream, I would say. I mean, well, I had illnesses for decades. But it wasn't until sort of the final final decade, if you will, of illness that I began to get help. I got help in a different way because what I saw very clearly just from meditation was that my illnesses had a lot to do with things that I had been through in my life, more emotional stuff. And so I began to see a lot of metaphors within my illnesses. And as a result, I went to a Rubenfeld Synergist, which is like a body centered psychotherapy. Mm-hmm. And that was the point where I also found the EFT because I was looking for a technique that I could use on my own. Mm-hmm. And the EFT was just so profound. So I began to use it at that point and it helped me. It helped me in so many ways. It helped me when I was sick. I had a surgery and it helped me really clear some anxiety around that. There were so many ways that I was using it on my own that I just knew I had to be a practitioner at that point.
Mm-hmm. Knew you had to share that with other people.
I really did.
Oh, that's awesome. So now, tell us a little bit about, you know, different ways that people can use EFT, just before we leave this particular topic. You know, it sounds like, and I know I've used it for emotional things, physical things, you know, anxiety, fear, anything that's a strong feeling or emotion is typically what I tend to use it on because it helps to bring it to that neutral space where there is choice again.
Right.
And that works great for people who are trying to lose weight, right?
Right. Right.
It doesn't matter what the strong feeling is. It's the craving of the chocolate chip cookie or something else.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, really EFT can be used definitely for physical pain because there's, you know, it's just that it's the release of the stress so often will actually reduce or even eliminate pain because there's so much stress that we hold in our bodies that then gets translated into physical pain. So it works really well for pain. But also, and you know, just one way I like to use it is at the beginning and the end of the day, the beginning of the day to really sort of tap in positive feelings that you want to strengthen for the day. So you can use EFT to actually strengthen positive emotions. And then at the end of the day, to use the tapping to release anything that sort of built up during the day, any stresses or, you know, something called like the rant and tap. So you basically tap on all the points and go through the day, the good, the bad, the ugly, and help it release before you go to sleep.
Oh, that's a great technique. And I would imagine, I mean, your work with solopreneurs, which, I mean, there's, being an entrepreneur myself, and I'm sure many of the people listening today can relate to this, Yeah, by the end of the day, you can collect a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
that you don't want to go to bed with.
Yeah. It's really clearing, because so much of what, I mean, the whole thing about EFT is the way it's that we're carrying all these old stories with us everywhere we go. And that contributes to either our success or not success.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the EFT, it's clearing away what we don't need so that we can tap back into our intuition, our clarity, our strength, everything that's true about us, and let go of what's not true.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the inner critic for a little bit, if we could, because that's something I would imagine most people do. I know I struggle with it. It just never goes away. It's always there. It's just you got to try to keep it at bay and from taking over things. But how does EFT, how does your work with solopreneurs in dealing with that inner critic all blend together with what you do, whether it's the EFT as well as your other coaching?
Yeah, okay. Well, with the inner critic, the way that I see it is that one of the first steps is really to understand where it's coming from, because a lot of times people want to sort of kill the inner critic, banish the inner critic, do all these things to the inner critic, you know. And yes, however, the inner critic is coming from a place that wants to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And when we really understand that, you know, we can bring compassion. And so it's a way of bringing compassion to the place that keeps us criticizing ourselves. Because really, if you go back to some place, you know, maybe in childhood or, you know, adolescent, you know, an inner critic rises up at that point to keep us from stepping into situations that don't feel safe. So, for example, if I had a client who was afraid of singing, and, you know, she would keep telling herself, I'm not a good singer, because somebody had made fun of her, right?
Mm.
And it was somebody close to her. So it feeling was very powerful. And that kept her telling herself over and over again that she wasn't good enough. But by using EFT, what EFT does is it taps in when you bring up those old stories and the feeling of them, you can begin to neutralize them and allow them to just really fall away. And it's really working with the neural pathways to, you know, we have our defaults of fear and anxiety and everything else and self-doubt. The EFT does is the tapping actually helps to change those neural pathways to help them fall apart, and then you create new ones that are more empowering.
Yeah, and I'm really glad that you mentioned compassion, because so often I think whether people have physical pain or emotional pain, which, you know, the inner critic can sometimes cause, mm-hmm. we want to fight it.
Yes.
You know, we want to, you know, put it in the corner. We want to get rid of it. And really, sometimes it just needs our attention and our love. And I think that's great. I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yeah, and it is that. It's like, you know, when you keep it's all about patterns. And when we keep coming up against the same patterns over and over again, it's that signal to say, okay, take a deeper look. Take a deeper look at why this is happening. And it always goes back to a place of, you know, a vulnerability. And you know, we need compassion for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking more about EFT, how could someone use EFT to boost their confidence in entrepreneurship in their own business? Because we all, I think many of us struggle with that, having enough mm-hmm. self-confidence, mm-hmm. you know, thinking the worthiness piece, all of that. How do you use EFT with your clients in that regard?
Okay. Well, the first thing we do is really to clear away some of the inner criticism. And so by having compassion, by going back to a place where maybe somebody didn't feel safe to speak up or to promote or to shine, and so it's really, first clearing out some of the dirt. So I look at it like, you know, as if you, and you're a nurse, right? Cleaning out a wound, right? First, you want to clean out the dirt before you put on any kind of bandage or any kind of lotion or anything. And so that's what we do first with the EFT, is to clear away some of the negative thought processes, patterns. And then at that point, the subconscious is ready to receive better ideas and things that feel better. So it's more apt to, you know, you're more able to accept more optimistic beliefs at that point once you clear away some of the negative feelings and beliefs. And then that's how you build the courage. So you build upon that. And you know, you're working with the neural pathways, and so you're clearing some of them away and you're building new ones by bringing in more positive thoughts that feel right. They don't feel like a lie. They feel right because they're true. And then it's a practice. It's a practice of continually bringing those in and taking action. And so the taking action empowers the positive thinking when you're doing it in alignment with when you're conscious and being mindful of the whole process, you can really come into alignment, and then everything flows.
Awesome. You know, we're going to take a short break here, Marianne, but when we come back, I want to hear about, and maybe I don't mean to assume this, maybe you didn't have any challenges as you were creating your business, but most people do. So I always ask about that. When we come back from the break, I'd like you to share maybe a challenge that
can your
that
ideal
you
clients find you when they search online
so
for what you do? If you're like most people, you might be surprised at how weak your online presence really is. There's a lot you can do to increase your online exposure, little or no cost, if you know where to look. Holistic Entrepreneur Coach Bonnie Gressel is an expert in helping clients enhance their online presence so they can grow their business fast. Contact Bonnie today for a free consultation at BonnieGressel.com. That's BonnieGressel.com.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and I'm here today with Marianne Buck Murray, and we're talking about emotional freedom technique and how she uses it in her practice with solopreneurs. And Marianne, before the break, we were talking about all kinds of things about EFT and how it can help people. And I don't know if you maybe found it beneficial to you as you were along your entrepreneur journey as well, because, you know, think about it, a challenge. Was there a challenge that you had to maybe overcome or get past to be successful in your business?
I had a huge challenge. I was terrified of putting myself out there. And, you know, so it was this thing where I was really good at what I was doing, but nobody knew about it. And so you know, I would hesitate to promote myself, say, on Facebook or, you know, to I'm a good speaker, but then I wouldn't be asking for the speaking gigs. You know, there were so many ways where that was showing up.
Sure.
And I was afraid of rejection. That was a big part of it. And so I kept myself very small, and I couldn't keep doing that. I had to make money. So I used the EFT. That's actually how I created my Tame Your Inner Critic method, because I really get the, I just get it. because it happened to me. And so I developed that method after I really discovered the ways to get out of it myself. And it's a continuing process as well. You know, I take step by step to get over that fear of shining. But I've really, really made tremendous progress. And it's a result of using EFT and also things like meditation, guided visualization, things like that as well. I'm always using tools to help me boost my confidence.
Yeah, and I think you and most other people, I think that's very typical. And I think the smart entrepreneurs work on themselves. I mean, the more we work on ourselves, the better that we can be at whatever it is that we do.
Yeah.
So if you had, you know, if people were going to leave after today's show with remembering only one thing, they could only remember one more thing, what one important thing do you want to impart for our listeners today to make sure that they come away with the show with?
What I would say is be compassionate with yourself. Mm-hmm. Healing happens when you bring the light of compassion to your darkest places.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Oh, I really love how you phrase that. And, you know, many of us who are on the holistic entrepreneur journey, I mean, certainly not everyone, but many of us are in sort of the helping professions, right? And we're really good at taking care of everybody else and being compassionate with everyone else, but we don't always have very much of that for ourselves.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, it's really, really important. And you're right. You know, sometimes we just don't have that compassion for ourselves. We can be very hard on ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And we're our own worst critic, yep. Right?
So it's compassion. I've learned that over and over and over again. Is when I bring compassion, everything changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's great advice. It's a great golden nugget. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. You know, one of the things that I've been asking people recently is if they have a favorite, you know, resource or book that's out there or something that has maybe helped you along your journey that would be, you know, good for other people to know about that it's even out there. Is there a book or resource that comes to mind for you?
Well, right now what I'm using is Wayne Dyer's Wishes Fulfilled I Am Meditation.
Ah, mm-hmm.
I love it. I just love it. It's just a beautiful musical arrangement of sound that just brings me so deep, and it's 20 minutes. You can get it on iTunes. I listen every single morning.
Oh, that's great.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in starting your day off with a ritual of some type, so that you're starting your day off on a good note.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that is just a fabulous way to start your day.
It is. I just go right to it, and it's like,
you
know. Yeah. You know. It's a way of bringing me to center for the day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. So now another question that I've started to ask in the last couple of shows is kind of putting you on the spot a little bit. I don't know if you knew that this was coming, but I'm always curious about people's definition of a successful holistic entrepreneur.
Hmm.
What does a successful holistic entrepreneur mean to you?
Well, it means doing what I love.
Mm.
It means sharing my gifts that are really the gifts that are true to me. It means having my own time, you know, time to have downtime, to walk outside in nature, to take a trip, you know, for a long weekend without having to get permission, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about this freedom, but most of all, it's really being, you know, doing what I love to do and sharing my gifts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means to me.
That's great. You know, somebody asked me the other day on their podcast if I could do anything, if money were no object, time were no object, and I could do anything, what would I do with my time? And I said, I would do what I'm doing, but do it for free. Mm-hmm. Because if you love what you do, it's not really work.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So I know that people are going to want more of you, Marian. I just know it. They're going to want to be able to connect with you to find out more about your services, your programs. Tell us about that.
Okay.
What's the best way?
Well, okay. So people can find me at my website at marianbuckmurray.com. Should I spell that? I guess I could.
And I will also put it on the show page for anybody listening, so the link will be there.
Okay. And on my homepage, marianbuckmurray.com, there is a place where you can get a free download of Getting Unstuck with EFT. So you just need to put in your email and you'll get a download audio, MP3, of an EFT tapping session that will help you get unstuck and get moving. And then the other thing is at the bottom of that page, you can click on a link for an application to have a free 30-minute Unleash Your Creative Genius call. And that call includes a mini tapping round, you know, based on your needs. So those are two things that listeners can get for free.
Oh, that's fabulous. And I know people always like free stuff.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
you know, to be able to get a little bit more from you, Marian, and experience EFT if they're not familiar with it especially, and those kinds of things. What awesome, wonderful gifts you have on your website. I want to thank you so much for taking your time today to spend with us, to share your wisdom, to share your insights, and your inspiration. You know, because here you had all these health issues in your life. Oh, my goodness. And here you are today. And through, you know, working on your own stuff, are okay putting yourself out there. And I'm so glad that you are. Yeah.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.